Yeah. Yeah, the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel. Yakol Hayod Hamar Belivdoik Benoshim. Anytime an Isha uses a hand to make a bedika to check her out, it's Mushabachas, it's something good. Like for an Isha, there's nothing wrong to make a bedika. Someone will say in the Gemara, it's good. Uvanoshim, though, by a man, tiktos. Loshim is cut off his hand. We'll see in the Gemara if it's a klolo or really, but kids, it's not good for a man to touch his armor, to touch his aver, to make a bedika to see if he saw, shechazer or not. Then it's not good to check. Rashi says, he's misupak whether he's tummy or not, did carry come out. So it's not a good thing to make a bedika. Adar, if he does the tiktos, Rashi says, why? Shem is chamin, he makes himself hot. Or margish, causes him, when he touches his armor, or moitche shich vazel levatola. That's said of the Aveira, you're being moitche shich vazel levatola. So it's not kedai, it's not worth it to make bedikas. What's it like this? Maishno noshim or maishno anoshim. What's the difference? Kor havmin is, if you say it's no good for a man to do it, because he's moitzi zero, so it should be yosef for nisha also. Why should she make a bdika? When she makes a bdika, havmin is, she's also margish herself, and then makes her way, let out the eggs. So it's also a type of levatola. Smart answer is no. I'll tell you, noshim lav benois hagoshininu. Noshim de not b'nei hagoshininu. So there's two ways to learn. One way is that means mitzias, noshim don't get aroused. So if when they make a bdika, it doesn't cause them to be mitzi their eggs. So it's not called any zero, it's not called levatol at all. The other pshat that says brings down that Ibn Tam learns that lav benois iser hagoshinu b'chlal. Because even if they're magish, so what? Since they're not mitzuvin, period rivia, he learns there's no iser shir levatola by nisha. So either it means that the mitzias is that they're not magish when they make a bdika, or else even if they are magish, but still there's no iser for an isha to let her be mitzi her eggs levatola. That's the most terrorist. Noshima called lav benois hagoshininu. B'shubachas, therefore it's good. Ma'ashenken anoshim by men, the b'nei hagoshininu. Rashi says, shemizdazin ob evorim. The evorim shake, kishemizcham, when he makes himself warm there, and it causes him to see a carrot, to see a zel levatola. So therefore, by men we say, tiktsois is not a good thing to do. Therefore, by men, we like, it's a klolo, should cut off his hand, he should not touch his armor. The Yochi Sotagamor says, the Ma'ir Imam, what do you mean, Mishnah's Mashma, that if he does a lot, then it's tiktsos. But a little bit won't be so bad. So when it says, Kilemar Benami, even if he doesn't make a lot of bedikas, even one bedika should be also for a man. It's more so true. Kikatoni Marbu, when the Mishnah says Marbu, that's Anoshim Ton, it goes on ladies. And the Mishnah says, by an Isha, it's good to make as many bedikas as she wants to. If that Rashi says, she shouldn't be a Sufik Tomei, she'll know for sure whether she's Tomei or not, then a Baal would also know for sure whether she's also or not. So if a by an Isha, it's good to make bedikas. But by a man, though, even one bedika, should not touch his Eivor, it's no good for him. The Ma'isal Minigis were not knowing so much Noshim should make bedikas today. Ma'isal Minigis, they only make the bedikas what they have to, when Shafta, Zion, Ikim, when they're becoming Torah. But once they're Torah, after they go to the Mikvah, Minigis not to make bedikas. Say so better off not to touch there, sometimes it causes dam to come out, so better off not touching there. Torah would learn like this. The Nedavam Amur, remember was it said that by men it's not a good thing to do? That's Linyan Shichva Zerah. Stam wants to check himself to see if Shichva Zerah came out, is he about carrying? If he has that type of tumor on him. Linyan Zoiv, it's a different type of a thing. When Zoiv comes out, then Afu Meshuvah Kanoshma, it's also something good. He should check himself like an Isha. And the Rashi explains, Zoiv, that's Doim Elamei Betzik, it's like the water that you're soaking barley in. Doim Elamei Betzik shall serve him. Or Bomi Bosser Mace, that comes out from a sickness of a person when the Aver is not even hard, when the Aver is like mace and normal, when it's so small. Now, Shichva Zeru, though, Bomi Bosser, that comes when the Aver is big. Ukshura, it's more tight together, Kalubin Beta, it's like the white of an egg. Shane Mizrath, that wasn't fertilized. So it's a different thing, Zoiv and Shichva Zeru. So when a man has a Shail of Ziva, like the Rashi 4 says, means Shiyotza Zoiv Mimenu, it happened once. Now, Baroit Zalivdik, he wants to check himself, they limnos Riyos of Shtayin Latomo Shalosh Lakorbin, a different halachas. If a man sees once, that's nothing. It's like a tumas keri. When he sees twice, one after another, 2 days, then he's tummy for 7 days. And if he sees a third day, then he has to bring a korban. So hereby says he has to check himself to know. So when he's doing it for a purpose, that's not called levatola. Then he's allowed to check himself. So only for the shechva zera, then he should not check himself. But the Indian zoif to know these halachas, whether he's seeing twice or three times, then he has to make padikas all 7 days to make sure he's zaynikim, like he's Torah, he doesn't see, so that's okay. Moshe says, even if you want to check yourself to see if you're sure stam, if you're tummy or not, if you're sure zera or not, is in bo livdoik betzror, if you want to use a stone, or a becheris, or an earthly kli bodik, that's okay, that's good. These things are hard, Rashi says, doba kosher, and it doesn't make you warm. If it won't make you have little zera levatolo, these things are okay. But it's mashman only a stone or an earthly kli. Or the matlis loy mashman a type of a cloth, no. I have a tiny, we learned like this, we learned that the boidik atzma b'matlis, a person has a right to check himself with a cloth. Or the whole doba shirayt, anything you want to, you can check yourself. And here it's mashman, stam for b'dikas of keri. Ah, you're telling me now it's also? So when it says no, it doesn't really mean any type. But rather, like Abaye says, the matlis of it, it's a thick cloth. It's hard. So that's muta. Hokinam, you're also talking about matlis of a thick cloth. A thick cloth, that's muta. Since a thick one is hard, it's not, it doesn't make you warm, so that's okay. That won't cause you to have a zera levatolo. Mashenka, and a soft one, that's also. Awesome. By when we learn Abaye, it's a lochahot, it's not learned like this. As a Gemara later, what's going to be hoyoicho betruma? Let's say somebody claimed was eating truma. He thought he was Torah. While he's eating the truma, before he swallowed it completely, he feels like by his aver, some zera is about to come out. His body started to move. Rashi says it means shineka zera megufa. The zera started to come out of his body, but it didn't not come out, just started to come into the aver. It didn't come out yet. So he's not really tummy yet. So what's the halacha? Oiches b'yamoses, he's supposed to hold on to his aver, he should hold on to the yamo, or b'leas the truma, and first swallow the truma when you're still tor, and then let the zera come out. So Kofarim says the lesson of oiches b'yamoses, you grab a hold of yamo, like to hold, keep the zera inside. The question is, oiches, can you grab a hold of it? I have a tiny we learned. Rabbi Lezer says that kol oiches b'yamoses, somebody holds on to his aver, is umashtin. Even if he's doing it, b'shas he let it urinating. Even if he's holding it, then still it's not right. And it's kilu mevi mabul elam. It's like you bring a mabul onto the world. It's no good. And that's the chet of the dor mabul that they were nishkas to have hashkos to zera levatolo. So if you do this avera, it's also fitting for you for the mabul to come. So kolponim you see, you're not supposed to onto the aver. So how could it say here that even the truma you should hold on to the aver? So this is Amar Abaye. The matlis of Abaye learns what it means here, grab hold of it, it means with a thick cloth. So you take a thick cloth that's hard, so that doesn't warm it, and therefore it's okay to touch it. So that's what we're answering here also. That we say you could use the matlis, that means a thick one. A thick one doesn't make you warm, that's okay. Rava says no. Could be over there by truma, filu tame of a matlis rack, even a soft cloth you're allowed to use over there by this truma case. Why? But the other swear was kivan the yoker ochr. Since like you felt the zero like starting to come out, didn't come out yet, but it's coming into the aver, so it's ochr. So therefore, no matter what you do to it, you won't cause more to come out. Like only this is going to come out. So in this situation over here, where it was ochr already, then there's no issa to cause more to come out because more won't come out. So therefore, in this case, you might hold on to the yoma. The Abaye, why didn't Abaye answer like this? He has no chash. He's afraid. Do mosli asufei. Maybe the old auntie Ava, grab hold of it now, you'll cause more zera to come out. So causing the extra to come out, it's also an avera. So therefore, that you can't do. For Rava, Leichayish Duma Asala Sufa, this is the question, and with the answer. For Rava, Leichayish, he's not afraid, Duma Asala Sufa, maybe more would come out. No, who says more would come out? Since you felt like the zera coming into the Ava, so we say all of it came in there, and only that's going to come out, not more. So that's going to come out anyway. Therefore, in this case, let it just hold it back, that it shouldn't come out, and then let it come out. For the Gemara, is this true? The loy, that you want to tell me even Rav is not afraid that more zera would come out? I have a tiny we learned this, so the Gemara later. For a tiny we learned, what is this like, touching your aver? It's doima, it's like lenoisin etzba bayin, somebody puts a finger into his eye. By putting your finger into your eye, it makes you tear. She calls them on chetzba bayin, calls them on your fingers in your eye. Zayin madmas, your eye starts to madmas, your eye starts to tear. Because there was some madmas, and more tears come out. You see, it's a mushla, it comes out once and twice. So here also by zera, when you touch your eiver, it'll make it come more and more and more. So it should be yos here also. For others says like this, no. Kolach mumi, for hodirach mumi b'shaito u'eshchichi. If you warm it up once and then warm up a second time, that's not shchich. So Rashi learns like this. Rashi says l'shchich means like this, that v'chi ketoni l'mezadim. When do we learn it's like putting your finger in your eye? That the tchilasa lo yotel adei mishmosh eiver. In the beginning, only a little bit zera came out because you were touching your eiver. In that case, and the neka yachad didn't all come out at one time. Elikishu mishamish, when you move it around, then yotza comes out matma little by little. So that's also. Avol heicha di yotza mehagosha, but when, in this case, by truma, where your mamish felt like all the zera coming into your eiver, v'neka kulikech, like all that start to come out of the body, so sule maisev, you're not going to have more later. Therefore, in this case here, we say all of it is about to come out. So holding it back, there's no aveira here, because what's going to come out later is going to come out anyway. You're not going to cause it here, more of it to come out. Therefore, in this case, it'd be all right. And in other cases where just touching your aveira, that makes it come out slowly, that is there, a rub would also agree. The more you touch it, the more would come out, that would be yasa. Kufa, what we just said before, that Reb Lezer says, Koloiches biyomo, whoever holds on to his omo or mashtin, even if urinating. If he holds on to it, it's kilu mevu mabul yerlam, like it's fitting for you to have the mabul brought. That was the aveira by the dura mabul. Because even though it was brought down, they had gezel and also. But some that was the top of it, but it was filled up, the aveiras were also, mainly this, that by the sheikh vazera lamatola. So if you do this aveira, it's fitting to mabul to come. Omulel Reb Lezer, send back to Reb Lezer. But why? If a person urinates and he doesn't hold his aver, so sometimes it'll go right near you, and when it comes to the ground, it'll spritz back on your feet. And then, if people see you walking in the street like with urine on your shoes, they'll think the reason is why, because you're a krush shuvcha. They say it doesn't flow out, it like drips out of you. And we know usually a krush shuvcha cannot have kids. And therefore, v'nimtza moitzi la'azal bona, people start talking about that, you have kids, how is it possible you could have kids? It must be the mamzerim. It must be that another person lived with your wife. It's not yours. So if so, that should be a reason why a person should be allowed to hold on to his aver when he's urinating. Not allowed to hold it, that the urine should go far away, so when he reaches the ground, it won't spritz back on your feet. That's the yes, Reb Lezer, like, how could you say it's also? Now this, Omelen Reb Lezer answered back and said still, Omelen, Mutav shiyotzi laz abon, if it's worth it, that you should yotzi laz on your children. Shein mamzerim, let people talk about it, stam talk, that your kids are mamzerim, but v'yal yasa atzma rosha shirachas tafli amokim, that does not give you a right though to do an azera, to make yourself a rosha in front of Hashem even for one time. Therefore it's not kedai, therefore y'all does not kedai to hold the yeva. Unfortunately, I mean, stam each other way, you should have said you should have wiped it off. I mean, the dust spritz on your feet. The other way is just wipe it off. Yeah, maybe you won't be able to do it so well. Still, the biyachshash. It says as kashrim toima. The yachshash is biyod. Why don't you say let him wipe it off? And paragam lemamunu. The mitzvah yachshash is the mitzvah to wipe it off. Yishloima the kishen oiches di karev mitzutzes. The saga b'shivshif could be you'll have so much that you won't be able just to wipe it off. The kids, that's what they wanted to say, let's hold on to it and make it go further away. He said, no, that's also awesome. Tan Yiddich, another breton like this. Omelem Reb Lezer, Lezer said back, Lechon Chachomim. Ev she yama dodim amokim gvoye. Well, soon see, the more comes out, he said this first. First, Reb Lezer answered back and said, listen, he asked me a question, what's going to be, your shoes are full of it. So the answer is, let him stay in the amokim gvoye, let him stay in a higher place. V'yashtin and urinate to a lower place, so it won't spritz back on top of you. Or else another answer is, or yashtin biyofet chuach. Let him urinate into soft ground. So when the urine goes there, it won't spritz back, it'll just stay in there. And v'yal yas at marosh ha-shachas v'yamokam. But instead of holding on to the ape, that's not kedai, you shouldn't become an rush even for 1 second. So these are two answers Reb Lezer answered back. The question is, ha-yam lub-resh, which answer do you say back first? Ilan, if you want to tell me, Kamaisi said the first one first. Ilan, the Kamaisa Amalu Bereshi said the first answer first. So the question is why? Bosa the Yomalu Isura. That the first answer was, no matter what you want, it's also to do it. So Ha Domla Takanta, now in the second time, like he's saying, you know what, I'll give you Eitzes. At first he said it clearly also, so not, now he shouldn't like be talking easily, I'll give you Eitzes. Ela rather it's like this, Ha Amalu Bereshi. When they first asked him, he answered the second answer first. And he told him, listen, what do you got to tell me you have to wipe your shoes for? Rather go urinate in a high place or in a place where it's soft ground. So Yomula, then the Chum said back to him, what's going to be? Ein lo mokum gvogah for tichuach. Somebody does not have a high place to urinate with. Whereas he doesn't have offer tichuach, soft ground around the mai. What should he do then? What's the answer? Could he hold his eivah to make the urine go further? Omalhenna, this Rav Lezion back and said, no, even here it's also that mutter yiberu of shiyotzi lazabonuf, let them talk bad about your children. That's not a head of you to make yourself into Rosh Hashrachas of Yamakim. In 1 second in front of Hashem. What's so bad about this? What's so bad to hold your eiver b'shas urinating? So Gemara says, because this could cause, like we said, if you hold it, it makes it warm, and that could cause you to be moitzi zera l'batola. And the Yom Rabbi Yochanan says that kol ha-moitzi shech v'zera l'batola, whoever is moitzi shech v'zera l'batola, chayiv misa, it's mamash like the chayiv misa for this avera. Shneem, the apostle says, bo'inein over there, it says, Vayera ben Yashem was dead in the eyes of Hashem what he was doing. Asher also what he did, Vayamasai, so Hashem killed him. And what he was doing there, the apostle says that he was dash befnim, the Zerei of Achutz. I mean, he used to go inside his wife there, and then he let the Zerah come out outside. So he's being made to Zerah Levatolo, and then it says the apostle Vayamas. You see, it's a terrible thing. Yamas, come, I say. We have Yitzchot, we have Ami, Omru, they both say, Kilu Shevodom. It's like he killed somebody. It's like he's killing somebody. Shneva, the pasuk says, "Hanechom in beilim, tachas koleitz ranim, shoychet ha'ilon." Like killing the kids, benachle tachas sifias lom, by the river underneath the cracks of the stones of the mountains. So we darshin al tikris shoychet ha'ilon, they're shechtim, mama shechtadim, el shoychet ha'ilon. They squeezed out. I mean to say, because they're very, they squeezed out the zera levatola. That's considered like they killed the kids. Rav Asi Yoma Kilu Oved Avodah Zarah. The Moshe Zera Lavatol sounds like the Oved Avodah Zarah. Ksivoch it says over here Tachas Koleitz Ranan, and Ksivosom Halohorim Horomim V'Tachas Koleitz Ranan. It says over here also Loshen of Eitz Ranan, which means Avodah Zarah. The kids in this post is from Zera Lavatol. It says Koleitz Ranan. It's like the Oved Avodah Zarah. We have Yehuda Ushmuel have a Kaima Igra. We have Rav Yehuda and Shmuel both one standing on top of a roof. The Vekanishta of the Shul, the Shah for Yosef and Adoy. There was in the city of Nadoi. Shah Kabi was once abandoned and built up again, but it was in the city of Nadoi. Omalei Rav Yehuda l'Shmuel. So Rav Yehuda said to Shmuel, Tzorach Anil Ashton, you have to urinate now. What can you do? Omalei, he told him back, Shimon, like a young child, he told him like a chosher person, Ochas bi amoscha v'hishtin. Yes. You could hold on to your eiver and make sure you urinate further away so it shouldn't go onto the shul itself. That's what he answered. That's what Rav Yehuda, that's what Shmuel answered back. So the question is, hey, if you have a Shmuel answer back like this, I have a time, we just got finished learning, that Rav Elezer Oimer, Koloiches Biyamosu, and my Rav holds on to Yom and Mashton and urinates, it's Kilo Mevim Mavul Yerlam. So it's an Aveira. So I have to tell him you'll hold on to it. Some rabbi advice is like this, also kiboshes. As locho, like an army comes into the city, meaning when you're scared, when you're frightened, then we're not afraid, you'll have zera levatol, it's different. It's not learned like this. Bolsha shenichas lir, if a goyish army comes into the city, so b'shas sholem, when there's peace, there's no fighting, chov yitzuch as a surus. If you have any open barrel of wine around, it becomes also, because we say for sure the army men touched it and drank from it, they were nasachit. Stumas, if the barrels are closed, muteras are still mutter. But the Shas Mechum, if they come in when they're fighting, then Elu V'Elu Mutaris, even the open barrels we say are still Mutter. Why? They have no time to Nasech, to make Nisach a Yain, because they're Fatumot, they're worried, they're scared, they're fighting. Alma, what do we see? The Chiva and the Bisei, since they're frightened, is Le'osel and Sukh, they won't come to do this, they won't come to touch the wine. Is Achanam here also? If a person's frightened, Kivan the beast says Liyosel Hure. He won't come to think. It won't come to make him have the zera come out of the batola. So if in a case where he's afraid, here he would be allowed to hold on to the eva. Oh, so the question is, why is he afraid over here? The Mavahocha might be Sus. What was he afraid about? What was he afraid about over here? He boy, you say, once yes, he want to tell you, be Sus of the Lilo or the Igra. He was on top of a roof, and at night, so he's afraid he may fall down. But since he is afraid, he had frightened him. We're not afraid that if he would touch his Zev, would make him have a Zer Labatola. Therefore, in this way, it's Mutta. The boy from the other says, I'll tell you, be Susa the Rabbi, his Rebbe was by him. So he's afraid of his Rebbe, that's why also he wouldn't think about having Zer Labatola. The boy said, maybe Susa the Shrin, it was like on top of a base of Knesses. So that alone gave him a fear. The boy said, he was a big Yerushalayim, he was always afraid of Hashem. Because the Kori Shmuel Alei, Shmuel called the partner of Yudah, Ein Zeilorisha, such a person like him is Kamat, not like a person that's born through a lady. Meaning to say, it was a big Yirei Shemayim. So by him, it was Mutta. By him, we wouldn't be afraid that maybe he's going to have Zer Lovatola. If he boys him, another answer could be Nosher Hevi. He was married. And if he's married, it's a little bit different. Why? Because when you're married, the Yomar of Nachman, him, how you Nosher, a person's married, Mutta. Then he's allowed to hold on to his Eiver. If you're married, then we're not afraid also to be Moshe Zer Lovatola. Therefore, it's Mutta. If he boys Seima, the boy is saying, "Ki ho or relay." He taught him like this: "The Tony Abba Bredra Binyamin Bachia Abba Mesayeya Bebeitzim Melamata." That you're allowed to hold on to the Beitzim. That's Muta. The Aver itself that you hold on to that becomes warm. That then makes Zera. But holding on to the Beitzim, that's okay. So was the Eitz. Hold on to the Beitzim. If you can hold it that way, it should go further. The boy is saying, "Not a teretz is ki ho or." They taught him like this: "The Omer Bavua." Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Kavul Yeshlei. There's a point there by the Aver itself. It depends that Mayat Torah Namak when they make the Mila, the round ring there, Ulamata downwards means away from the body, the tip of it Muta. Heels that you're allowed to touch. Just touching the tip of the Aver, that does not make it warm. That would not make it have Zer Lamatola.